But speaking of things that are positive, we have Sandy DiPerno with us this morning. Sandy is the sitting Oneida County Clerk. This really is going to be more introductory than anything. I want to find out a little bit more about you, Sandy, because you are running again for clerk. You've been Oneida County Clerk for one term now, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How do you like it so far?
I love my job.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I've been employed by Oneida County for the past 30 years.
Wow. So you started there when you were 6 years old then? It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Isn't he cute? I started there in 1980. Okay. I worked for the Traffic Safety Stop DWI office. And then in 1992, I went to the county clerk's office and worked under now deceased Sandy Caruso, was the county clerk then. Wonderful lady. And I've been there ever since. And then I ran for clerk 4 years ago and won against Richard Allen, was the clerk then. Mm.
Okay. Are you a local gal?
Yes. Born and raised in Oneida County. Okay. Originally from Utica. I live in Whitesboro right now with my husband. I have 2 children and 4 grandchildren.
Okay. So you kind of jumped ahead. That was my next question. Yeah. Grandchildren keep you busy?
Oh, I love my grandchildren.
What's the best part of it? Because Hank says the best part of grandchildren is giving them back when they're bad.
Yes, that's the best part. Yes, you get to spoil them, enjoy them, and then send them home.
You just fill them up with chocolate, get them all riled up, and say, here you go, kids. You know what?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's payback for what they did to you.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about the job of Oneida County Clerk. And I've said this many times that really, Oneida County Clerk or County Clerk anywhere just really is not one of the sexier races that goes on in an election. People don't really look at it like they look at a race for mayor or a race for even for council or, you know, the more the political races. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the county clerk, you're right. The county clerk doesn't make any laws. It's not a lawmaking position, like you're saying, like a mayor or a legislator. Mm-hmm. But the county clerk's job is very important. The county clerk basically is the keeper of the records. The county clerk's office, under the county clerk, there's 4 departments. Department of Motor Vehicles. Right. Don't cringe. Everybody cringes when they say motor vehicles. Naturalization and passports. The registrar's office, where the records are kept, and where my office is, and the regional records center. Those are the 4 departments under the umbrella of county clerk.
Of the 4 that you mentioned, which is the most challenging?
I'd have to say probably DMV. It's forever changing. Mm-hmm. The laws are forever changing. The girls are very hardworking. They're very knowledgeable, but they're under a lot of stress.
Is there no men working there? You said the girls.
No, there's men working there,
okay.
Also.
All right.
I'm sorry. Yes.
We don't want to exclude anyone in this interview. So, you know, I've got to say, though, from when I started driving about, I don't know, back in the 20s, or it seems like that long. No, it wasn't that long. It was quite a while ago, though. But when I first went to register a vehicle, or had to do anything at the motor vehicle department, it certainly has become more efficient. And that probably has a lot to do with the fact now that everything's computerized. But the motor vehicle department works much better than it used to. We really should give them some props, I guess.
Yes. DMV is much more efficient. We've incorporated, number one, I've opened it up on Thursday evenings, whether you know it or not, until 7 o'clock. Utica and Rome. I've also opened 4 satellite offices under my tenure. We have one in Camden, Boonville, Bridgewater, Cheryl, that helps encompass the outer reaches of Oneida County and brings them service. That's the main issue of the county clerk's office, is to provide service, customer service. That's what we strive to do and strive to always improve our customer service. Also, in incorporating these satellite offices, I also brought clerk services to them. So they not only have DMV services, they also have clerk services. I have a deputy that goes out there when the satellite offices are open and provides passport services. If they have a deed question, they can bring deeds there. They can bring DBAs there and have them filed. So I've kind of expanded my services to these satellite offices.
How much of your interaction with the public is done, via internet? Do you have a website where people can actually go with inquiries? How does that work?
Yes. The county has a website. It's ocgov.net, and then you click on county clerk, and it brings up my picture and what's available.
Okay. Talk to me about specifically today. Now, when you get into work today, just kind of walk me through your day. What's it going to be like? What's going to be facing you the minute you walk in the door? Because that's kind of a defining moment for everybody when they get to work, is that, you know, that first 5 minutes, once you kind of get your day settled and, you know, get over the, you know, fact that you're at work, and how's that going to go from the minute you walk in the door? What's on your desk? And just kind of walk us through the day, a typical day.
A typical day is to turn on my computer, and there'll be upteen emails that I have to answer.
We all face that. Sure, absolutely.
Yes, and then, sure, there'll be papers that have to be signed and issues that have to be addressed. And
so pretty much what everybody faces.
Everybody faces every day.
All right. Talk to me about the campaigning itself. You must be very busy with it.
Every day.
Yeah,
every
so day. Always something going
There's
on, always a dinner or something.
Either a dinner or a fundraiser to go to or a function to go to, mm-hmm. and every weekend.
Mm.
I don't think my husband will see me between now and November 2nd.
Well, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Maybe we should go campaigning, Hank. Maybe that would...
I realize that BS that Mike has is not Bachelor of Science.
And might I add, I learned it from the best. Thank you very much, Hank. Thank you. So talk to me about, we talked about the motor vehicle department, and that is a bit of a challenge. What other things do you see, what other areas do you see right now in the county clerk's office that could be, I don't necessarily want to say improved on, but could be changed, could be streamlined, could be made more efficient? Is there anything you see right now that you want to change?
All right, well, one thing I'd like to bring up is a new program that I started July 1st.
Yes.
It's the Oneida County Veterans ID Card Program. Okay, this program, in New York State, the county clerk's office is the repository for the DD-2.
Explain that. Yes. Okay. Yeah, explain that to
yes.
me if you
okay.
could.
Okay, it's military discharge paper. When the veteran gets out of the service,
right.
they're supposed to bring in their military discharge papers and put them on record with the county clerk's office. Some people do, some people don't. This program is to encourage them to do that. They're always safe in our office. They're there forever. It's a record of their service. When they do bring them in, this is to encourage them to do it. We take their picture. We give them a card. We laminate it with their picture on it. It has the recording information because, of course, we record it in the office.
Mm-hmm.
In conjunction with area merchants like Lowe's, Home Depot, when they present the card, they're giving them 10% or better on their purchases. Nice. So it's a great program. It's great for the veterans. It keeps their information, their service on record with the clerk forever. And it encourages,
And this is a program that came from the county clerk's office.
It came through the County Clerks Association.
Nice.
There's a few other county clerks that are doing it, and I decided that our veterans should have this service also. So I initiated it here in Oneida County for our veterans. It's my way of saying thank you to our Oneida County veterans for their service. It's a great program. We've given out over, since July, we've issued over 1,000 cards.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Now, back to the election. There's no primary. You have the backing of your party. So
yes.
So we're just going straight to the general election. Your opponent is Tony Fauci, and we spoke with him last week, and we're not going to get into, debating this or that, because that's not what this interview is all about. But just suffice it to say that, from here on out, it's pretty much straight campaigning. And I see a lot of signs up. And I got to say, honestly, Sandy, in person, you look a little younger than your sign.
Oh, thank you.
So, and it's normally the other way around. So I mean, that's a good thing for you. Let's do this. Okay, because we're going to wind down a little bit here. Believe it or not, we've already been going for a little better than 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Time flies when you're talking.
But, yes, it does.
Okay. You're knocking on the door. You're campaigning. The door opens up. You say, hi, my name is Sandy DiPerno, and I want your vote for Oneida County Clerk this November because. Why?
Well, I explained to them how I opened up the 4 satellites. I explained to them how I'm the one who opened up DMV. And that I have the experience, and I'd appreciate their support in November, and hopefully they think that I've done a good job these last 4 years, and that they'd give me their vote in November.
You have done much, and your explanation of what you do makes the office seem a little bit more attractive. I never realized that you had your hand in that many things. So, Sandy DiPerno, we thank you very much for coming, and good luck with the election.
Thank you.
So, what do we got, about another...
Oh,
a little bit, 5 weeks more of dinners and fundraisers.
Well, you figure you've got September, October.
September and October. So we got about now almost 8.5 weeks.
Well, okay. I've done a few more things,
What? Okay.
Okay, and?
Yeah, I don't want to cut you short. Absolutely.
All right. I don't know if you remember a couple years ago when Governor Elliot Spitzer tried to force everyone, the illegal aliens to get driver's license.
I do remember that. I remember the program well.
I was the only Democrat county clerk who went after him. I was one of 13. I made national headlines. I was on CNN. I was on Lou Dobbs.
Really?
Yes. I was the only one.
Wow.
Yeah. He threatened our jobs.
Wow. Unbelievable. And we saw what happened to Elliot Spitzer.
Yeah, we saw what happened to Elliot Spitzer.
There's a message right there. You don't mess with Sandy DiPerno's job. Absolutely.
Also, the license plate issue.
Okay.
This governor, my husband says I like to argue with governors. This governor wanted everyone, as of April 1st, to get the new orange and gold plates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you like them or not. I think they're kind of ugly myself.
They're a throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We stopped that. It's no longer mandatory.
Right? Oh, really?
No, that you have to get them. When you register your car now, you can keep your same plate, or you can get the orange and gold plate. You have an option now.
Now, what would be the reason for that? Is that a revenue raiser to make somebody get
it? Revenue raiser for the state. Yes.
Okay.
The state. Mr. Patterson was trying to make money for the state.
Would that have negatively impacted your department if people had to get that new plate?
No.
Okay.
Most of that money goes to the state.
Okay.
The county sees very little of any of that money. It's all state money.
Gotcha. What else? Got more? Is that all you wanted to throw at me for now?
That's about all I wanted to throw at you.
But that's pretty good, though. That's pretty good
that
you actually made CNN. And that, you know what? That takes some courage to actually stand up to a governor that was fairly intimidating. You know, not a lot of people stood up to Elliot Spitzer. So.
I just want my constituents to know that I stand up for them.
You're out there fighting.
I'm out there fighting for them. That's what I was elected to do, and that's what I plan on continuing to do if they vote me in again in November.
We wish you luck, Sandy DiPerno.
Thank you.
Probably we'll have you back maybe one or two more times to talk
great.
About the election as things move on and new issues continue to creep up. So thank you very much. Sandy DiPerno is the sitting Oneida County Clerk, and she looks for your vote come this November. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, you're welcome. It is 8:20 with 73 degrees. B95.5 FM, WUTQ.